We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Chelev Vedam, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Al pi ha-Toyra Tfila Lechavakuk b'Simen Yutes, this halacha will be based on chapter 19 in the first half of Likutei Moran, Hanizkar Leil b'Hilchas Shechita Halacha Beis, which was already mentioned in Hilchas Shechita Halacha Beis, V'al pi ha-Torah v'ayhi heim meirikim, and this halacha will also be based a little bit on Torah Yud Zayin, Hanizkar Le'el b'Hilchas Treifas Halach Aleph, which was discussed earlier in Hilchas Treifas Halach Aleph. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas Isur Chelev. That based on these chapters in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand the Isur of Chelev. Ki ikara chelev hu chelev shal haksolim shehim hakloyes. The main chelev that a person is not supposed to eat is the chelev that's on the ksolim. That's how it refers to it in Chumash, which Rav Nosson Zal says is the kloyes, the kidneys, the chelev on the kidneys. Al pima shekosov admor sheyesh eitzois digdusha b'chinas tarya gitin doiraiso shehim b'chinas shmiras habris. Rabbein Zal tells us that the 613 mitzvahs are referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh as 613 etzos. And etza is also the concept of shmiras habris, ki kloyois yoyatzos, because the Gemara tells us that the power of etza is associated with the kidneys. Vaha kloyois heim klei ha-hoylodo, and the kloyois, the kidneys, also play an important role in giving birth. Sheheim mekablim hatipo min amoyach v'nizbashlo b'toich hakloyes. They receive the droplet that originates in the brain, and it ripens in the kidneys. Dehainu, it develops in the kidneys. Dehainu sheheim mekablim hasechel min amoyach u'moylidin v'choishvin hoetzo b'hakloyes. They receive the sechel from the brain, and it leads to giving birth, and the eitzah is further developed in the kidneys. V'alkein eitzah is digdusha himchines shmiras habris. And this is also why holy advice is referred to as shmiras habris, b'chinas zera emes. It's referred to as seed of truth. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this at length in chapter 7 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where he speaks about receiving Eitzah from Tzadikim. U'kenegdom yesh atzas hanochosh shehim ha'hefech mizeh. And in opposite to the Torah, opposite to Tikkun HaBris, opposite to advice of Kedusha, is the snake. The advice which the snake gave to Chava. The snake was the first one to give bad advice. B'chinas pigam HaBris, niuf, which is the opposite of Tikkun HaBris. Bechinas nochosh shebo al chavo vihitil bo zuamo. This refers to the snake, who the Torah uses the terminology that the snake had relations with Chava and injected a filth into her. The act of giving advice is a concept of injecting seed into the person. Al yidei shekiblo atzosoi, by the fact that she accepted the advice of the snake. Ayin shon heitev b'maymar ve'ela ha-mishpotim ha-medaber me'emuna b'simen zayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, check this out carefully in Torah Zayin, in the first half of Likutei Moran, as we said, which is called ve'ela mishpotim, which speaks about the topic of emuna, and there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this issue of eitzah, receiving eitzah from tzadikim, that's a concept of shmiras habris, tikkun habris, versus eitzah v'nochosh, which is the opposite. Paragraph Beis, v'ze b'chinas isur chelev shehu gam kein b'chinas pigam habris. This is also the concept of why chelev is forbidden to us. That's also associated with pigam habris. Ki ha-chelev mechase al ha-kloyois u-moineas ha-kloyois v'soise moisom milach shev eitzes tigdusha. Because the chelev covers the kidneys and blocks them and closes them off from being able to think holy advice. Kamo shepirish Rashi al posuk ze darkom kesel lomoi, as Rashi Kodesh explains in Tehillim chapter 49, in the posuk ze darkom keselamoi, shechelev yesh lohem al kislehem, that they have this fat on their kidneys, umoineya oisam miloshev lashem yisborach, and it prevents them from returning to Hashem. V'alkein hoilchem horishuim bedarkom hora, this is why the rishuim go on their path of evil, ve'enom yoyatzim eitzos tikdusha, lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach, and they don't accept proper advice to return to Hashem, al yidei hachelev shemechase al kilyoseim, because of that fat that covers over the kidneys. Nimtza, shehachelev hu keneged eitzos tikdusha. So therefore we see that the chelev opposes the proper advice. Val yodoi nis'ar bevim eitzos tikdusha. And through that chelev, the eitz of kedusha gets mixed up, gets confused. And that causes people to go on a bad path. They follow the advice of the snake, shehem behepech me eitzos tikdusha, which is the opposite of eitzos tikdusha, shenase al yidei hachelev shemoineya eitzos tikdusha. This is caused by the chelev, which blocks the proper advice. Venis arbevim, venis batlin, and this results in foolishness, shehem atzas hanochosh, which is the advice of the snake, shehem b'chinas pegama bris, v'alkein hu osur b'achila, and this is why chelev is forbidden to be eaten. V'alkein nikroim lefamim hakloyos ksolim, and this is why the kidneys are called ksolim in the Torah sometimes, al shem ksilus shenase bohem al yidei chelev anal, because of the foolishness that's caused by the chelev. Ki al pi aroiv, because usually b'mokim shenichtavu akloyos etzla chelev nikroim ksolim, when the kidneys are being referred to in the context of chelev, they're referred to as ksolim. Kama shekosov, as it says throughout the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, es hachelev asher al haksolim, and it refers to the kidneys. And the kidneys are being called ksolim, miloshen ksilus, foolishness. Because the chelev, this unkosher fats, causes foolishness. It causes the wrong advice to be accepted. Bechinas ze darkom keselomoi, v'ze bechinas ki kiso ponov bechelboi. And this is also why we have a pasuk in Iov, chapter 15, pasuk chav zayim, where it says that his face was covered over with his fat. Ponov zebechinas shmiras habris. We know that the term ponim is a term used to refer to shmiras habris. Sha'al yodoi ikara haponim. The light on a person's face reflects the shmiras habris of the person. Bechinas anpin nehirin. The term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh, a face full of light, which refers to a person who has shmiras habris, a tzaddik. V'haponim niskase v'nifkam al yidei achelev kanal. The ponim, the face, gets covered over and messed up through this chelev. Paragraph Gimel, v'alkein hachelev mutar b'masumatn yoyser mishar dvorim huasurim she'osur lasos kviyas masumatn behem. Rav Nosson Zal points out, this is why we find an interesting halacha, that you're allowed to do business, you're allowed to sell, buy and sell chelev, more so than you're allowed to do business with other forbidden things with which you're not allowed to open up a business dealing in those things. As it says in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, V'lomdu Razal, and our rabbis learn this out, Miposuk v'chelev nevela yeyose l'chol malacha, that you are allowed to do business with it. As the Rambam points out in Hilchas Machos Asuras, Perek Ches, Halacha Tez Zayin, Ki hachelev af shehu dovor tome v'isur chomor moid, because chelev, despite the fact that it's impure and it's a major isur, af al pikein yesh boi dvar chashivus moid, there still is a major significance to it, ki etzem hachius shemelubosh boi hu dovor gavoya moid, because the energy, the life force that's found in this chelev is something very high, on a high level. ki mekabel mizakus hachius hamagia la hamoyach. It draws from the energy, from the life force that goes to the brain. Ki hamoyach vahasechel he mekablim muvchar hachius vizakus vitzachus hamacholim. Because we know the brain of a person receives from the choicest part of the food. It receives the finest energy that's being generated in the body. And this energy that the brain receives from food, which gets passed on into the body, the body receives that energy through the liquids, through the oils of the body. As Rabbein Zal explains in chapter 60, in the first half of the Likutei Moran, Shehamoyach hu kemoi ner hadoylek mishmanim shebeguf ayin shom, that the brain is like a candle that's burning, and just like a candle needs oil to burn with, the candle, the moyach, the brain draws from the oils, from the liquids of the body, in order for it to function. And this is one of the reasons why if a person is strong in Tikkun HaBris, they don't waste the liquids of the body, then the brain functions properly and strong. Chas v'shalom, if a person wastes those liquids, then it takes away, detracts from the brain, from the oils that the brain needs to be nourished. Nimtza, shehamacholim habuim l'toich haguf, nizbarim bebirur achar birur, Al shenizbarer hazakus vatzachus shebohem, meitav shamnuna shebohem, venasa mehem shumon vechelev. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that the foods that a person eats are processed in the body, and they're refined and refined again until the choicest part of the food ends up in being the fat, shumon and chelev, Shehem nasim mizakus v'shamnunis hamacholim mashishayech lamoyach. They are generated, this fat is generated from the purity and from the oils, the fats of the foods that are needed to nourish the brain. Ki mehem mekabel hamoyach, because that's where the brain receives from. Ki hu doylek mishamnunis, the brain functions, draws its energy from the fats, from sheshayech lamoyach, which is associated with the brain. Ach hachalovim heim bechinas achiras v'shimrei hashmonim azakim. However, the chelev, the unkosher fats, represents the lesser significant, the lesser positive part of these fats. V'al yedei hashumon HaKosher VaHazach, whereas the kosher fats, which is called Shuman, Al Yidei Zeh HaSeichel Shebamoyach Nidlak V'Niskayim, that's what really nourishes the brain and allows it to function and to continue functioning. V'Al Yidei HaChalovim, whereas through the Chelev, the unkosher fats, Shehem HaShmorim, which is like the dregs, Heim Me'arvavim Hadas, they confuse the thinking. When these unkosher fats, which are the dregs, when they get mixed in, to the point where they go up together with the kosher fats, and both go up to the brain, then the brain gets confused, and there becomes a state of insanity. And then the power of proper advice of the kidneys gets clogged, gets messed up. Vinis arbevim, it gets confused. Vinas mehim chas v'shalom eitzos hanochosh. And instead of proper advice, the person ends up with bad advice, the advice of the snake. Shehim tiruf hadas, which is insanity, xilus, foolishness. Aval al kol ponim, however, despite all of this, afilu hachelev melubash boi gamkein chius yokor v'gavoy amoid. We see that even the unkosher fats, those oils have a very high level energy, because that's what goes to the brain. Dahainu achius hashayach lamoyach kanal. That's the part of the food, the part of the energy that goes up to the brain. Rak shehu min hoachirus v'hashmorim shel chius hamoyach kanal. It's just that the unkosher fats is from the dregs, the spoiled part of this energy. Sheshom hu achizas hasitrachra, where the sitrachra has a connection there. We know Rabbi Nizal tells us in Likutei Moran that when a person eats, the food gets broken down in the body, that Hashem has put a wisdom in the human body whereby the digestive system breaks down the food and breaks it further and further down, and it sorts out the different levels of quality within the food. The highest quality of what comes out of the food is what nourishes the brain. A lesser quality goes to the heart. A lower quality could go to the hands and feet and other places. And this is how the energy that's generated by the food that we eat gets distributed throughout the body. So the most important part, the highest level part, is the part that goes to the brain. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us here that Rav Nosson says in another place in Likutei Moran that the brain is nourished from the oils, from the fats and oils, that are, just like a candle burns with oil, so too the oils of the food, which means the fats, that's what nourishes the brain. Now in fats, we know there's kosher and unkosher, which is called shuman, is the kosher fats. Chelev is the unkosher fats. But both of these are what go up to the brain. The shuman, the kosher fats, naturally that feeds the brain pure energy, which leads to the right advice, etc., etc., which is associated with Tikkun HaBris. Whereas the chelev also goes up to the brain. It's also the most refined portion of the food. But because chelev is an unkosher item, it's a tamei item, instead of helping the brain, it confuses the brain, it clogs the brain. But still we see that chelev is a very high-level energy. It's that energy that's associated with the brain. V'alkein osur b'achila. For this reason, chelev is forbidden to eat. The isuroi chomor moed, and it's strictly, very strictly forbidden. Kimach mashach is also shom hu b'mokoyim gavoya moed b'chius hashayach lamoyach kanal, because of the fact that chelev is associated with a very high level, the chius associated with the brain, al kein shom hu toikev his gabrus hasitrachra. That's why the sitrachra tries very, very hard to hold on, to have hold of that, and to use it to damage the person's brain. Ki ze klal, because this is a rule and a fact. Ki b'mokom sheyesh kedusha v'chiyus yoyser, shom hu achizas hasitrachra rabbi yoyser. That wherever we're dealing with a higher level of holiness, or a higher level of energy, of chiyus, there the sitrachra is stronger. Aval afal pikein hu mutur b'masumatn. However, despite all of this, you're still allowed to buy and sell this chelev. Ki etzem hachius shebetoichoi loy nifgam ve'ein shom achiz olehem. Because in the energy that's inside of this chelev, that itself is not defective. The sitrachra doesn't have an achiz in that. Ki b'mokim she'asitrachra nechezes b'gdusha gavoya, because when the sitrachra tries to connect to a very high level of holiness, af shehim es gaberes shom betoichev godol lechasoy suvahastra gdusha moed, even though the sitrachra tries very hard with tremendous power to cover up and to hide the kedusha, v'chol ma she'akedusha gavoya, and the higher the level of kedusha, eino yecholo lehisaches velifkoim es etzem achias hakedusha, the sitrachra cannot latch onto or mess up the actual energy, the life force of the kedusha, ki legoidel kedushosoi eino yecholo lefogmo lekalkala, because based on the high level of kedusha, the sitrachra cannot mess it up. Kidemashma midivrei Rabbeinu Nerior al posuk vonoichi hastir astir, as Rabbeinu Zal implies when he explains the posuk vonoichi hastir astir ayin shom b'maimer v'yom abikurin, which is discussed in chapter 56 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'alkein hachelev machmashu b'chinas achizas hasitrachra b'mokom gavoya, and this is for this reason that the chelev, because of the fact that it relates to the Sitra Achra's connection on a very high level, Bebchina Samoyach, which is the brain, Alkein, therefore, Af Shehi Nechezes Shamoid, even though the Sitra Achra is very attached there, Afal Pikein Etzim Hachius Digdusha Hamalubasham, Einonifgam. Still, the essence of Kedusha there is not harmed. The Sitra Achra cannot harm it. The Sitra Achra is plugged in there, but it cannot harm the Kedusha that's there because it's so high a level of Kedusha. When we're talking about the Kedusha of the brain, we're talking about a very high level. The Alkein Hu Mutar B'Masu Matan. And it's for this reason that you're allowed to buy and sell this chelev. Dahainu Shemutar Lasis Menu Kevius Schoira Lamochra Velikach Ba'Doimois. You're allowed to actually do business on an established way to sell it and to get paid for it. Kikishemekabel mois bada chelev, because when the Jew receives money for this chelev, nimtza shehu moitzi hachius shebetoichoi, he's extracting the chius that was found in that. Dahainu hamois shemekabel badoi, the money that he's being paid for this chelev, shehu chiusoi shemalubashboi. That implies that the chius that was found in that chelev was transferred onto this money. Ki hamois shemekablim bat kol advarim shemoichrim, zehu bechinas hachius shemoitzin. Because when a person receives money for anything that they sell, that implies the chius that they're taking out of that item. Shemekablim chius menoisi adover. I'm receiving life from that item. Why? Ki hamois sheshova oisei adover, because the money that item is worth, if I sell something for $5,000, implying that item is worth $5,000, ze b'chinas chiusoi hamalubashboi. That implies the chius that's found in that item. Ki hamois hu shoyresh hachius, because money is the root of the chius of the item. Kamashikos of Rabbeinu Nerior, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter Samaches, Shekol hanefoshois shoroshom bashirus, that all the souls, their root, their sources in wealth. Nimtza kishemoitzi hamois menachelev, when I take out the money from the chelev, when I sell the chelev, and I receive money instead of it, dahainu shemekabel badoi mois, Azai hu moitzi shoyresh chiyusa mishom. He draws out the life force from there. Shehu hamois kanal. Asher zeh hashoyresh shel etzem achiyus loinifkam klal. Whereby that source was not messed up, is not defective at all. Ki lagoydel kidushosoi, because of the fact that it's on such a high level of holiness, ein yecholim leechoiz boi. The Sitra Achra cannot grab hold of it. V'alkein mutar achelev b'masumatan, and that's why you're allowed to buy and sell this chelev. Ki ein lohem hachizo b'moiz sheloi, because the Sitra Achra does not have any connection to the money that this person got for selling this chelev. Dahainu b'shoyresh chiyusoi, meaning in the shoyresh chiyus of that chelev, Sitra Achra has no chelek.